White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, I'm Amy Edwards. And as you may or may not know, maybe it's your favorite. Maybe you enter this season and you think, finally. That's right. The Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. It's the 18th season of it. That's right. It didn't take COVID off. Mm-mm. It was still here for us. So it's their most well-known drink at Starbucks, and it is back. It's officially back. The fall favorite beverage. You know, it's not really my jam, but I'm not opposed either, but I don't really like pumpkin pie and stuff. I know. So anyway, I thought I would share a little bit of trivia about the pumpkin spice latte. So let's talk about it. So, of course, it gets all the, you know, attention. It gets all the gram posts. But anyway, apparently the pumpkin cream cold brew, which was introduced 3 years ago, has been outselling it. So it's hot on the heels. And you know, these cream cold brews are really popular. I haven't tried one, but this looks better to me. So the pumpkin cream cold brew is quite popular. So I'm just going to say the PCCB, you know, might outdo the PSL. I had to think about that. So anyway, also coming back right now, that is officially back, is the pumpkin cream cheese muffin and a pumpkin scone. It feels early to me, but I guess it's not. So they've been scooching it up every year too. Just a little trivia for that. This date, like I just said, it feels early. August 24th is the earliest pumpkin spice latte has ever been available. But, you know, whatever. Dunkin' Donuts was like, hold my beer. And they beat Starbucks this year with an earlier debut of their own pumpkin latte. They were like, we don't care when yours is. We're going to go early or go home. August 18th is when theirs was. So it used to be only September in Starbucks land. But during the last few years, people, I guess, demand has been like, we need something, so give it to us. So they've kept it into August. And they've sold more than 500 million of them since they launched it in 2003. I didn't realize it was that old. It was created by a former Stanford basketball player named Peter Dukes, who studied economics and received his MBA and was tasked with developing a new fall drink as a product manager for Starbucks. And in 2003, he birthed the pumpkin spice latte, and the recipe has remained exactly the same and unchanged. And it started with roasted whole coffee beans, and they started that in 1971 in Seattle. They were the only shop who sold whole roasted coffee beans and not brewed drinks. They didn't do that till the 80s. And so anyway, and that is your dose of, did it make you crave a pumpkin spice latte? I did it. I hope so. I also wanted to let you know a little bit of other information. There is a secret drink size called the short. Did you know that? It's an 8-ounce size that's not advertised on the menu. But in the early days, it was apparently a thing. And they don't use it anymore. They use it for kid-sized hot chocolates. But you can order it when you don't want a full dose of caffeine or looking for a better cappuccino or something like that. It's an 8-ounce. The short. And there's a secret drink menu, too. I mean, everybody knows about the pumpkin spice latte and now the cold cream cold brew. But anyway, they have a secret menu with a website that's dedicated to sharing dozens upon dozens of fancy concoctions. And it's called StarbucksSecretMenu.net. Mm-hmm. So you have to know exactly how to order them, like hot butterbeer latte. Butterbeer is so gross. I tried it at whatever Universal. Mm-mm. No, I don't recommend it. It's like caramel drink. It's so gross. Anyway, and then also this is interesting. The drink lingo has no meaning. Why they call it a tall, a grande, a venti. I'm glad to know that because I can't keep it straight in my head. I literally forget every single time and I'm like, just screw it. Just venti. I'll just take a venti. I know it's frustrating. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that's what's going on. Happy pumpkin spicing to you and yours. So one thing I want to add too is that Starbucks is also bringing out a new drink, a new espresso drink called the Apple Crisp Macchiato. Dude, I'm totally here for that. Yes. So, you know, that's with the pumpkin cream cold brew and all that. The macchiato is an espresso drink with a splash of foam on top. And apparently it's been on the menu for more than 40 years. Oh, the macchiato has, I see. Yeah, but not the apple crisp macchiato, because that means they put apple and brown sugar flavors and top with a caramelized apple drizzle made with apple puree. And you can have it hot or iced. I am so getting that. That's the one I want. Screw pumpkin. Give me apple spice. Give me apple pie flavor. Apple crisp. I'm here for it. So their R&D team was inspired to explore fall flavors beyond pumpkin for the new drink, and they landed on spicy baked apple. And I am very much here for that. Apples are one of America's favorite fruits, apparently. And apple or apple flavors appear on 58% of U.S. menus. So there is your last bit of trivia for that. Shares of Starbucks have gone up more than 7% this year. It has a market value of $136 billion. Wow.